this aggression, you have to stop the hands of aggressors. There is no two ways of doing it. They must stop Rwanda, and the only way of stopping Rwanda is sanctions against Rwanda. That will bring it to think that it is his interest to stop committing these crimes in Democratic Republic of Congo and against innocent people of Kivu province.
Honorable, we had reports that the M23 rebel group has given your government an ultimatum to negotiate with it to save Goma. What is your government's position on this?
The government does not consider and will not respond to an ultimatum and will never negotiate with terrorists. Our point of view is that M23 was created deliberately by Rwanda in order to hide this country in its criminal activities in the DRC. So it is good for us, if there is question of negotiating, to negotiate with Rwanda instead of negotiating with the puppets of Rwanda.
The fighting is still going on between the M23 and the National Army. Obviously, civilians are going to be adversely affected by this ongoing fighting. How is your government protecting civilians?
I'm sorry, but I must correct you. Fighting are going on between FRDC, our troops, and Rwanda groups who are bringing with them these M23 mercenaries. So it is not true to say that we are fighting with M23. Soldiers, equipment are from Rwandese army. So we have to defend ourselves. We have to defend our population. We can't give up like this.
Now, so Honorable, how are these unarmed civilians going to be protected when this fighting is ongoing?
It is a question to be asked to those who are perpetrating the aggression. We are defending ourselves, and those are people we are defending. They were in the Rutinya camp, and they disbanded the camp by firing on it. So we have now to resettle those people, to relocate them out of this place, and we found a place in Rugunga. Now they are firing in the town, not far from Mugunga. So this is a question of responsibility, penal responsibility of Rwanda.
Well, Honorable, how is your government being aided by MONUSCO, mandated by the Security Council to protect unarmed civilians, especially when this conflict is ongoing? How are you coordinating with MONUSCO?
There is a very good coordination between MONUSCO and the governmental army, and we really appreciate what MONUSCO is doing to protect the civilians.
So far, are you in control of the current situation on the ground? As you said, the FARDC defending unarmed civilians. How effective is the defense? Because these armed groups are basically attacking not only the FARDC, but unarmed civilians as well.
Of course, this is not the first time they have attacked the civilians as well as army people from Bunagana, Kibumba, in Rutshuru. Everywhere they are passing, they are attacking civilians and military personnel. What do you want us to do? We have to protect civilians, and the military personnel have to protect themselves and to fight for the country. What do you want them to do?
Well, so Honorable, my question is, the cooperation between MONUSCO and FARDC, because we are hearing reports that these armed groups are firing on these guys. So the protection of these armed groups is of the protection of these civilians, Congolese individuals, is what most people are asking about, to ask you how your government is taking this into consideration, especially when you FARDC are joining hands with the MONUSCO to help repel this attack and protect the civilians.
We are protecting civilians. For example, when they fired at the camp of Kanyaruchinya, we helped in displacing 50,000 people, women, disabled people, elders, to bring them to Mugunga, very far from there. This was organized under the protection of FARDC and MONUSCO with the governmental assistance. We are doing it. And if we are fighting against these Rwandese and M23, it is because they are killing our people. It is a way of also protecting our people.